This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We are now under an hour from LA Live. Hits the air every night, 5:40 here in the nation. Okay, got a three-round mock coming out of the Super Bowl. Well, Chuck, you want to quarterback this or you want me to do it?
Either way, I'm good here. I know it's courtesy of The Athletic. So this one's going to be fun. I mean, now we're going into three rounds. This is juicy.
It is. Now, I wouldn't say the first pick that they have brings juice to mind because it's kind of repetitive at this point, Brian. Mm-hmm. This is what New York Times Athletic, and it's Nick Baumgartner going with Ashton Jeanty there. Most productive college running back since Barry Sanders. I looked up, you know, runners that have had the most carries in the history of NCAA football. I was wondering, is that rule of 370 that has been so historically predictive of a fall off in your career, does it apply to college? Mm-hmm. And it didn't.
It didn't.
A lot of the stars throughout history, 70s, 80s, 90s, over 400 carries.
Oh, wow.
I mean, these guys were on teams, even though they're only playing 11 or 12 games, the coaches were like, more.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're playing 12 games, maybe. I mean, That is wild to have it, but I guess guys like Ricky Williams, Barry Sanders, like those dudes, they really were probably having 30 to 40 carries a game or touches a game.
Yeah, you know, you really didn't go away from what was working. And back then, you know, there wasn't the concern of wearing guys down. It was just kind of what players did. But, I mean, the good thing is through history, you know, those players that had an insane amount of carries at age 19, 20, 21, it didn't impact them like if you went 370 plus in your mid-20s after you'd established an NFL career and had all that, you know, sort of wear and tear on your body. So, you know, that's one of them with Jeanty. After yesterday's game, I feel, you know, even more compelled to say, wow, they need trench play so much. And I feel like they need good players everywhere. But I don't know if I could move on from 12 without taking a good swing at getting a player at a more premium position. So I'd like the defensive tackle from Michigan.
Graham.
Yeah, is that him?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, if he's around, that'd be fun. I just don't think he's getting to you.
Yeah, that would be
hard. You never know.
I think it's going to be really, really hard to get to you because the fact that I don't think their people are really, really sure about the top 10 players on this board. And I mean that I don't think there's any real clear-cut guys.
Okay, on the board here, you do have Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle at Texas. How much of a risk is that you end up with another Tyler Guyton type of rookie? I mean, that's the other thing is I can't take such a big stab that I mess up a first-round pick for a third year in a row. That would be devastating. Shamar Stewart, the edge at Texas A&M. I mean, would you like to have these guys other than Ashton Jeanty?
Neither one of those guys, no.
Derek Harmon, the defensive tackle at Oregon. They got a lot of edge players.
Yeah, Harmon is really a one technique, I think, from Oregon. And so, yeah, at 12, I don't think I would take him at 12 if that's what you're asking me.
I wouldn't take him over Jeanty, but I do like Harmon. I think the only like lineman I'd probably go would be Mike Green from Marshall. But I got a love for Mike Green. I'd consider him over Gentry there, but Harmon, no.
What's your safety approach like at this point? I feel like they need good safety play, and we have a big unknown. Malachi Stark, safety Georgia, they have going 19th to the Buccaneers, Brian.
That's probably about where he needs to be taken. I don't think you would take him at 12. And, I think that you know, initially when we started this process, he was consistent with being maybe a top 8 pick. And I think what we're starting to see is the media scouts are catching up with the real scouts, and you're starting to see Starks, Malachi Williams, Michael Williams, and those guys start to drop down the board a little bit. They were all really high initially, and now they're more in the 20s than they are like the teen or the or like the you know the sixth or seventh spot that
they were. It's a good draft for safeties.
Yeah.
You can find some guys.
Yep. Two wide receivers on the board picked in the 20s, Luther Bird in the third, Missouri, and Emeka Abuka, wide receiver, Ohio State, going 21-22. I just feel like we've seen Dak struggle even when he's got a good host of skill position players out there running routes because of what we saw yesterday with Patrick Mahomes. Just the pressure is too much. I just don't know if with the picture that you're painting me, Brian, there's going to be an opportunity to add the kind of lineman that I want at 12.
I really absolutely love Josh Simmons from Ohio State.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think he's the best tackle in the draft. He's got a patella tendon injury that he had to rehab from or he had to have fixed. And I don't know what Dr. Cooper and the medical staff, whatever we learn from the combine about him is where he will be selected.
Matthew Golden, the wide receiver, going 29 to Washington. That guy could have a hell of a career opposite Terry McLaurin.
He could have an absolute great career there.
Okay, let's jump down here to round number two. We got a 3-round mock draft from The Athletic. And at number 44, you get your wide receiver, Jaden Higgins, Iowa State. So you went running back, wide receiver here in the first two rounds. Would you guys like it?
I think that to me is more like a third round pick. Higgins is a good player. He cannot run. He is going to time very slow at the combine, and he's going to run slow at Iowa State there in Ames. But he's a hell of a football player. And, you know, like the run after catch, some you see him kind of break some tackles and stuff. But he has absolutely no juice when it comes to the running fast.
But the body control, I mean, he's going to bring some stuff to the table like you had with Michael Gallup a little bit, the contested catches. But you're right. I mean, he's a long strider, and yeah, you don't see separation there at all, which is why he's probably so good when it comes to contested catches.
He is one of the best in the country when it comes to contested catches, and Zach's right, because he doesn't separate.
At 76, we go to Ole Miss and get the edge, Jared Ivey. Would that get a broadest thumbs up if the Cowboys went there?
That's more of a fourth-round player to me right there. I've got like four or five guys. Robinson, Birch. I think from Oregon would be a better player for me than Ivy would. So yeah, I think that would be a little rich for me.
I think Brian, you're using your length here. You just swatted Nick Baumgartner's 3-round mock into the 15th row right there is what happened.
There's just a lot of guys that he has the Cowboys passing on.
That's what the problem. I haven't seen that.
I would take over the dudes he's got selected.
Yeah.
You know, like Jaden Higgins, Jahad Campbell still on the board, the linebacker from Alabama. That might be the best linebacker in the draft.
That's a second round linebacker for me right there. You talk about Walker and then Campbell would be the two guys I think. And it's a linebacker room that's not very good.
You know, I'd take a swing there. You also have Alfred Collins, the defensive tackle out of Texas. I'd be very excited about in the second round over a guy like Higgins. He's also got Jack Besh from TCU,
who went
late at 56. I think he's better than what Higgins is personally.
I would take Besh over. I would take Trey Harris, Royals, Tez Johnson, all those guys over.
Now you got Tez Johnson's receiver coach. I wonder if he starts fighting for his guy, Tez Johnson might end up having a better opportunity to come to Dallas.
Okay, I think Baumgartner needs some work here in his buildup. Maybe he could go to Brian Broaddus's draft media school and figure some things out. We go to Chad Ruderreuter at NFL.com.
Hell yeah.
Ruderreuter.
He's got a 3-round mock for us as well. T. McMillan at number 12, 6'5". This guy makes plays. Is he going to be there? Would you guys
CeeDee Lamb. That'd be CeeDee Lamb falling to 17 if you can get Tet McMillan there.
Wow.
At 12. That'd be best receiver in the draft. We're having a party, boys. Yeah. That is a perfect compliment to CeeDee Lamb.
I wonder how he got you to, but it might be a gas mask situation there, but let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound encouraging. I mean, if you're going to get a wide receiver, if you get McMillan, I mean, if people didn't get to see Arizona play or haven't seen his highlights or his tape or something, it is an absolute treat to watch this dude play.
He's awesome. Yeah.
He's physical. He's slick. He's got great hands. At 44, I think Brian's going to like this. We go to where Bill Belichick's hanging out, and you snag Omari and Hampton, the running back from North Kakalak.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I really do like Johnson from Iowa, but yeah, that would be a great pick. If you want to be honest, this guy is DeMarco Murray to me. When you watch him play, his style of running and the way that he's able to kind of, you know, his ability to break tackles and make some people miss. But I would love that Hampton in the second round at 44. I think it'd be an outstanding pick.
And then at 76 there in the third round, defensive tackle out of South Carolina, T.J. Sanders.
He's a top three technique I have in the third round. And I would absolutely love that.
One, two, three. So you trust your draft right there. Let's go, Ruderreuter.
Yeah, this guy's got it down for drafting.
Well, right on. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. A lot of draft coverage. Free agency talk is really going to start building up, I would say, end of next week at the latest. Maybe even sooner with some of these early guys re-signing and whatnot. But coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, Chief, in addition to the finest, where are you taking us?
The four people you don't want to be today after Super Bowl licks. That's next here in the Nation.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.